And we're here with
Ali Clark, if we could start at the beginning, if you could tell us a little bit about where you were born and raised and how you, your family, and how you were first exposed to baseball.
Well, I was born in South Amboy, New Jersey, which is about a 45-minute ride from the Yankee Stadium, but it's over in the Jersey side.
Mm-hmm.
And I got started in South Amboy High School, St. Mary's High School.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 1941.
Did they have anything like Little League baseball or anything like
that? Well, no, we did not. That's where I say the Little Leaguers today, they got all the bricks in the world. They got new bats. We didn't have that
right,
stuff.
Right. Did you play like on the streets or in sandlots before high school?
Well, we had sandlots before high school.
Right.
And we had tape balls and tape bats.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, well, we got graduated a little bit and went to high school. We had a little better equipment.
Right. What positions did you play in high school?
Well, I was a second baseman in high school.
Okay.
And I went to shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to World War II and I got a little heavy, so then I came out and they sent me to Newark Bears in 46.
Okay, now this was just after being in high school ball, I sent it
well,
to
Well, Eastern Maryland, that was Class D I went first in 1942.
Okay, so
41, excuse me. And I went to Norfolk, Virginia, Piedmont League in 42.
Well, let's see, you were in the service from what years?
43 to 46.
Oh, okay, so the service you went to
Eastern Maryland.
Okay, you were scouted in high school?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And my scout was Paul Critchell. I was an old-time scout.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a Yankee organization.
Yeah.
And would you mind telling us what terms he signed you?
$250.
$250.
Yeah,
so that was probably considered pretty run-of-the-mill in those days.
How'd
your parents feel about that?
Well, they feel well. My father didn't live to see me play ball, but my mother, she enjoyed it.
She encouraged you to do
that?
Okay, so you went down to Easton?
Easton, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I went to Norfolk, Virginia.
They kept you in the infield? You were...
Yeah.
All right. And how'd you do down there?
Well, I hit, I think it was 320.
Mm-hmm.
And I graduated to Class B, Norfolk, Virginia, the Piedmont League.
Right.
And I had 328 there.
What kind of instruction did you get back in the minors? Were you more or less left on your own, or they?
No, they had some good old timers.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things did they focus you on in those days?
Well, they just they try to. What I'm talking about, they try to make a hitter out of here. Nobody can make a hitter out of here. I don't think so.
Right.
They can tell you where to play the infield or something like that.
Right.
But that's, how to steal, all the fundamentals of baseball.
Okay. Yeah. You were primarily a fastball hitter? Or?
Well, I tried at everything. I was.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, then you went into service in 42.
Yeah, around 46.
Mm-hmm. Did you play ball in the service at all?
No. Okay. Just, practice everything. No.
Right. Were you overseas, combat?
Yeah. Well, I was over in Germany, and I was over in France, Belgium,
mm-hmm.
and something like that.
Okay,
yeah.
So then you came back, and what happened next?
Well, I went down to Sebring, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then that was all Newark, and, if you're going to make the Newark baseball, Newark Bears.
Well, that was pretty high. That was the AAA, I guess we called it there, right?
Yeah.
How about your skills? How old were you at that point?
Oh, 19, I guess. I came right out of the start.
Oh, okay. So you don't have any trouble as far as getting into shape or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Who was on the Newark Bears at that time?
Well, it's Bobby Brown. That's where we're going tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And Yogi Berra, that's,
right.
They were the main guys, yeah.
Uh-huh. And Newark was pretty high up?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Hey, get the ball.
Go ahead.
Okay. So how long did you stay with Newark?
1 year and a half.
How'd you do there?
Pretty good. Hit 342,
uh-huh.
46.
Right.
And part of 47 I had pretty,
Okay. So what happened now after
Newark? Well, Newark brought me, Yankees brought me up in 1947.
Okay.
DiMaggio was hurt, and I played 35 games there.
Mm-hmm. You replaced the matcher.
Yeah, well, he had the heel.
That's quite a...
Yeah, quite a feat, yeah.
Right, yeah.
And he had that Achilles heel.
Okay, and of course
but
that...
But as soon as he came back, I was on a bench.
Okay, now these were some pretty big names in the game.
Yeah.
How'd they treat you? You're a kid coming up.
Oh, very good. Very good.
The guy's regular guy. Yeah. Remember the moment when you were told that you were going up to the Yankees, where you were and what they said? And
well, I was in... I was with Newark, and they said, you're going to join the Yankees in Philadelphia A's. So I said, oh, wow. I was very thrilled, yeah.
Right, and yeah. Tell us about what your first game, first plate appearance, what was that like?
Well, I was very nervous.
Where, was it at Yankee Stadium or on the road?
On the road.
Okay, yeah. Where was it?
Scheid Park, Philadelphia.
Okay, so what happened?
I got one for...
First time
at
bat?
Yeah.
Who was the pitcher?
Russ Christopher.
And what happened?
I got one for four. One for three, I think. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you played steadily?
Well, I had... a good year at Cleveland. I got traded to Cleveland in 48.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on a World Series. Two World Series in a row. Yankees 47, Cleveland 48.
Okay. As far as the... which particular players impressed you the most?
Well... DiMaggio. This guy, Tommy Henrick, or Justin, he was a good clutch hitter. Mm-hmm. And they were all, and I went to Cleveland, I played with Joe Gordon, Lou Boudreau. They were all great ball players. Yeah.
These guys ever try to give you, like, hints or suggestions, or are you more or less left on your own?
No, I was left on my own, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Any particular game with the Yankees that stands out in your mind that you played them?
No, they were all great as far as I was concerned, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's any particular individual achievement that you have?
It's so long ago, I couldn't even think about it. Yeah.
Right. Okay, who's your manager with the Yankees?
Bucky Harris.
Okay, how would you characterize him?
Very, very great man.
Okay.
Yeah, he was very quiet, you know.
Mm-hmm. Let you do your job.
Yeah,
but,
okay, that's
now, the trade to Cleveland came about.
Yeah.
And
I played for Lou Boudreau.
Okay, were you playing regularly now or still?
I was playing quite a regular. I played 120 games.
Okay,
there.
What was your position now?
Outfield.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who were some of the other players in Cleveland?
Joe Gordon, Kenny Keltner, Lou Boudreau,
mm-hmm.
Dale Mitchell, Hank Edwards, Larry Doby.
Okay. Here again.
Well, then we had the Lemon, Garcia, Early Wynn. Bobby Fowler, and we had, the great pitchers.
Okay, basically you were in Cleveland when Doby became the first black in the American League.
Yeah.
Any particular incidents there as far as racial or anything?
No. Everything was very, very quiet. Nobody bothered, you know. Larry was a wonderful, black person. We all got along good. You know?
Right. Was he able to stay in the same hotel with the rest of the team at first?
Yeah, at that time, yeah.
At that time, how about any incidents from the fans?
No.
Okay.
No.
And any particular game in Cleveland stand out in your mind?
Well, in 1948, we had a playoff game, Red Sox.
Right.
And I come in the dressing room. We traveled all night. And there's my glove in the first baseman, glove in my locker. Lou, what's it? Well, you're playing first base today. Never played first base in my life. Well, that's a kind of a short left field fence there.
Uh-huh.
And they took me out the seventh inning. We were winning 8-3. That's where we won 8-3, and then we won the World Series.
So you started that game and participated in that game?
Yeah, never played first base in my life.
Right, okay. And what happened after that? After 40
years? I went to the A's. Well, I stayed there for two or three more years in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And I got traded to the A's for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia Athletics.
Right.
Yeah.
What, if I had asked you to pick out one game from your entire career, would it be that playoff game?
Yes.
Okay. What was your starting salary, if you don't mind?
$5,000.
How did you end up?
$12,000,
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Who would you say were the toughest pitchers for you?
Well, I faced Bob Lemon, and I played with him. And Early Wynn was tough. Ollie Reynolds was tough. I played with him. I played against him.
Mm-hmm.
But Hal Newhouser was tough. And quite a few of them.
What was the hardest thing for you about baseball?
Well, I don't...
Was it the hitting, the feeling?
Hitting was.
Yeah.
Then I had an arm operation, which slowed me down, you know, that's from playing regular, you know. They take me out in the seventh inning or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the games got close, you know, they take me out, you know.
Did you always play the infield, or did they ever have...
No, I was the outfielder when I got in the big leagues.
Oh, okay.
They changed
Which
around.
Did you like better?
Yeah. Oh, the outfield, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the reason for that? Why did you like the outfield better?
Well, I slowed down a little bit. You know, the infield, I couldn't move around too much.
Who want to be in 5 minutes? Who would you say is the best manager you ever had, and why?
Well, Bujo was good, and Becky had it, and I played for three of them. I played for Jimmy Dykes, another great guy.
You thought they were all good.
Yeah.
What did you look for in a manager, as far as being an effective
manager? Well, be fair, and you don't holler at people in front of everybody. You know, you call me your office, something like that. Things like that, you know.
Right.
Don't show anybody up.
Not to show anybody.
Yeah.
Which, we asked about pitchers, which hitters that you saw were you most impressed with?
What are you talking about, hitters or pitchers?
Yeah, hitters.
Well, Williams DiMaggio, Yogi Berra was a great hitter. Mickey Mantle was going out. Mm-hmm. They were coming up when I was just going out. Well, a lot of great hitters. You know.
Okay, Yogi was a character, nice guy. Any particular story you remember?
No, I don't remember. There's too many stories about Yogi. All good.
And they're all good stories.
Yeah.
Right. How did the end of your career finally come about?
Well, I slowed down and I couldn't move too much, couldn't hit. So I went back to construction where I was. I was an ironworker. So.
Okay, yeah. I was just going to ask you what you ended up doing after baseball.
Yeah.
Have you found that since you played, have you been involved with the game at all?
No, I don't.
The fact that you played, did that influence?
Just a little league in Beirut, South Amboy, that's all.
Right.
I never bothered with going up.
Okay, yeah, just two more questions. If you had to do it all over again, would you do anything differently?
No, I wouldn't, no.
What advice would you have to give to kids today who want to go into ball?
Well, the kids today, I'd say go to college and get a good education. But before that, the money is so good, they gotta take the money before you do anything, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Allie, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks a lot for your time.
Okay, fine. So okay. My throat is getting a little dry this evening.
Okay, we appreciate it. Thanks
okay.
a lot.
Right. Nice, Mitch. Good.
talking to Ron Hansen, who's here for the Yankee Old Timers game. Ron, I'd like to thank you for giving us your time.
It's been a pleasure, and my pleasure to be here.
Ron, if we could start at the beginning, and if you tell us a little bit about where you were born and raised, and about your family, and how you were introduced to baseball.
Well, I was born in Nebraska, and my parents moved to California when I was less than 2 years old, so I was really raised in California. I played baseball in California, and as you know, the weather there permits you to play mostly all year round, so I was a baseball nut probably from the time I was 5 or 6 years old. I liked the sport, and my father encouraged me to play, and I just played a lot and became fairly good at it, and eventually became a professional.
Did you have little leagues out there, et cetera?
Well, we had leagues, but I don't think they were little leagues at that time. That dates my age a little bit. But, I don't think they were called little leagues then, but we did have leagues for kids, and of course I played.
Okay. And you played any first base?
Well, I originally was a third baseman, and signed with the Baltimore Orioles organization, I signed as a third baseman, and it was probably a very lucky move for me that I got moved to shortstop early in my career, because Baltimore had a pretty good third baseman there at that time. And so my career as a shortstop became good, and I played 15 years in the
league. So you were scouted in high school?
Yes, I was scouted in high school and signed out of high school.
Okay, could you tell us what the deal was, and how much did they give you to sign?
Well, at the time that I signed, there were no bonuses in effect then. The rule at that particular time was if you received any kind of a bonus, you had to stay with the Major League club that year, and they had a couple of bonus players on their club, so I didn't receive any bonus. I signed and wanted to play, and I wanted to play.
How did your folks feel about that?
Well, my father and mother were very happy that I was doing something that I wanted to do. They were very encouraging, and it worked out good. Didn't make much money, but it worked out good.
What kind of work did you do?
My father was worked in a foundry. He was a manager in a foundry.
Right. Now, where was your first minor league experience?
My first experience in pro ball, I was sent to the California State League in Stockton, and played most of the full year there in Stockton. From that point, I went to play winter ball that year, and the following year, I wanted to open the season with Baltimore.
So you only spent how many years in the minor?
Well, the first series in Baltimore, I broke my hand, and I was out 6 weeks. I hit by a pitch. So
when you were in the minors, any particular instruction that they gave you at that point? What kind of things are they focusing on?
Well, pretty much everything, I guess, because after the first year I signed as a third baseman, I was moved to a shortstop. So when I moved to shortstop, I had a lot of instruction because I had never played there, either in amateur baseball or professionally. So we had a coach in the Baltimore system named Jimmy Adair, and Jimmy was in winter ball with me and in spring training, and gave me all the instruction that he could give me in the position.
How would you characterize yourself as a hitter?
Well, I was not a great hitter, but I think that I was a good hitter in the clutch. Got base hits, it seemed like, when important, drove in some big runs, and but as far as average, I was not a good everyday average, high average hitter.
Do you remember the day where you were, how it happened, that you found out you were going up to the big leagues?
Well, I played winter ball in the first year, and got invited to spring training with the Orioles, and at the end of spring training, Paul Richards was the manager and called me into his office and said that they were taking me north and that I was going to open the season in Baltimore. I was extremely happy about that.
How old were you at that time?
I was about 19 or 20, I guess, at that time. So it was a thrill for me. And
you were probably one of the youngest players in the Major League.
Well, that I don't know.
Young.
That you'd probably have to look up and everything, but I was a youngster, I know that.
What about your first game? What do you remember about that?
Well, I don't really remember a lot about it, except that it was exciting, and it was a big thrill playing in front of a lot of people.
Which pitcher you were facing, and anything about the game?
If I remember right, I think it was against the Yankees, and the pitcher I don't remember.
Uh-huh. And the butterflies were there.
Of course. And it was, of course, a full house and overflow crowd, and it being an opening day, and it was a great experience.
Which were some of the guys on the team at that time? And that was
1958 when I was in the season in Baltimore. Okay. And, they had George Kell was there as the third baseman. Brooks, of course, was there. Bob Niemann was there. I think Gene Woodling was there at that time. And we had Bobby Boyd, who was an older player. And then, of course, they had some of the younger kids, Nick Pappas and Gus Triandos.
Right.
A few of those guys, older guys.
And you were a 19-year-old kid, and these some pretty established guys.
Well, I was.
How'd they treat you?
Well, they were great. They treated me well. They almost looked after me since I was a youngster and just a kid.
Okay. I noticed after the first couple of years, you really began to play regularly after that.
Well, I did, as I said earlier, I broke my hand and I was out for 6 weeks. I came back, went to the minor leagues, came back at the end of the season, and the following year I also opened the season in Baltimore, but I was sent to Vancouver, AAA, mm-hmm. in the Pacific Coast League, played the whole season there. And 60 was my first full year with the Orioles.
What do you find the most difficult thing about the shortstop?
I don't think there was anything particularly difficult about the position. The thing that I really liked about it was that you're involved in everything all the time. You're involved in steals, you're involved in double plays. I was very fortunate when I came to the big leagues, even as young as I was, they let me call my own plays and call the coverages and call the outfield stuff. And so I was very young. I learned quickly, I guess, and that was the thing that I remember. It wasn't so much difficulty of playing. It was just that you were involved in everything and you had to know about those things.
Right. Now, of course, shortstop, second base, combination, certain chemistry. Any particular second baseman who you really clicked with?
Well, I started with Billy Gardner. Well, I actually started with Billy Gardner.
Okay.
And then went from Billy Gardner to Marv Breeding and then Jerry Adair, and played with Nellie Fox when I was with the White Sox, and Donnie Buford, who had a pretty good career with the Orioles. I played with him in 1 year, and a couple others, and I had some good second baseman.
How long would it take you to adjust to a new second baseman, would you say?
Well, I don't think it was that difficult. Most of the things that you adjust to are fundamental things, and usually in the course of a spring training, you can get it down pretty good.
Okay. Now, you were with Baltimore for 5-6 years?
Hey! How you doing, Ron?
Yes, I was.
Who was your manager at Baltimore?
Well, I played for Paul Richards in Baltimore, and I like Paul. Paul was a good man. I learned a lot from him, and he's a good baseball guy.
Give me one or two things that you remember learning from him.
Well, I think because of my size, I was an uncommon type shortstop.
Being larger in size,
yes,
than most,
six,
a little bit hulkier than
6'4" and 200
right,
pounds,
yeah.
And shortstops in that era especially, there were no big shortstops other than probably Marty Marion, and I was kind of an uncommon type shortstop in that because of my size, and Paul was very very good with me, and he would talk to me about making plays in the hole and different things. Because of my size, it was a little more difficult for me.
You ever think of Cal Ripken?
Times have changed now, and there are a lot of more big shortstops, and Ripken's probably one of the biggest.
That's right, absolutely. You got traded to the White Sox.
I did. In 1962, I was after the 62 season, I was traded to Chicago with Hoyt Wilhelm and Pete Ward, for Louis Aparicio and Al Smith.
Okay.
And I enjoyed my time in Chicago. I was there almost 9 years, and it was real good.
How would you compare playing in Baltimore versus Chicago as far as fans or just in general?
I don't know about comparison. I had made my home in Baltimore and just built a house when I was traded.
Okay.
And that was to be my permanent home. And so basically... I was probably a little disappointed when I got traded, but when I got to Chicago and got around a lot of those guys because they had a lot of veterans there, Nellie Fox and Lawler and Landis and those type of guys. Bill Scourin was there one of the years I played there. And when I got around those guys, it was very easy, and I liked playing there, and Al Lopez was a manager there, and he was great to play for.
Okay. How would you describe him as compared to Richards?
Well, they were both good managers, both catchers, I guess, when they played. And I don't know if the strategy was particularly similar, but they were both good managers and good to play for.
Where did you usually play in the batting order?
Well, I hit usually anywhere from fifth to eighth.
Okay. I noticed that occasionally they played you at second base. How did you find that?
Well, later on in my career, I did play some second base, and I did switch back and play some third base. I didn't mind playing second base at all. It was a fairly easy position for me to adjust to. I like shortstop the best, probably because I played there so many years, but the adjustment between the two was not that difficult, and fortunately, I was fairly easy for me to turn the double play from the other side, so I really didn't have any problems with it.
Would you say one was a more difficult position, or just that one was different than the other?
I don't think it was